Okay, today's daf is Chala, daf Lamed Zayin, the last daf here in the third parak of Maseches Chala, as we continue discussing details of Tziruf and Tevel. Tevel has been the last couple of days, whether Tevel is like other Isurim, or whether Tevel is different in its Oser B'mashu, as we saw the Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, based on the Gemara and Avodah Zarah also. But now we are, did the line, Lamed Vav Mabez, we did the second to last line. Rabbi Buck came along and said, no, this machlokas about whether you have to mark off part of the gourd or not is not machlokas about Tevel being Batel, but it's a machlokas just about if a Kohen happens to come and you want to give him a piece of the gourd, if you want to be able to give him a piece, you have to have marked it off, because if not, then it's just mixed in there and you wouldn't be able to give it. And it is a good thing to give a piece to the Kohen. Right. After all, besides the fact that it's our precious truma, and truma is the only a kohen is allowed to eat truma, but we know there's a mitzvah daraisa to be mechabit a kohen, mitzvah daraisa v'kidashto, to sanctify a kohen and to allow them certain perks and certain kibbut. I mean, the kohen himself has to recognize that they are from a different from a different yichus. The Rambam says yichus klei hamikdash. Zera Levi, Kulo Muvdal, Lavodas Hamigdash. All of Sheva Levi is separated for regarding Avodas Hamigdash. Shneamar Boisahi Hivdal Hashem as Sheva Levi. Umitzvah Sasei, Lios Halavim, Penuyim, Umuchanim, Lavodas Hamigdash. Right, there's Ara that we spoke about in the last year about different areas of Kahuna. There's Arachayim, Bimachabi them, and there's obviously Mikdash. So it's a business I say for them to be open and ready to do Avoda. Bein Ratsu, Bein Lo Ratsu. Shneemar Avoda Alevi, Hu Es Avodas Omoid. Uben Levi, Shekibel Alav, Kol Mitzvahs Leviya, Chus Midavar Echad, E Makablan Oso, Ashi Kabbalas Kulam. There's a Kabbalah of the Mitzvahs that I'm going to be a Levi. And what's the Levi's Avoda? One of two things, as we know from elsewhere. Avoda Shalahen, he, at least in the Mikdash, in the days of the Midbar, there was different jobs of the Levi. But once the Aron was placed where it was placed, and there was no more carrying of the Masos, then the Levium's job switched. Avoda Shalahen, he, Shiyu Shomrin Es HaMikdash, Viyu Mehen Sho'arim Liftoach Sha'arei HaMikdash. Right, they guard, and there are those that opened the Mikdash, Ula Hagif Dasosav, and those that closed, Viyumehem Mishoverin, and there were singers, Lishorer al Hakarban Becholyom, Shinemar Vesheres, Bishem Hashem Alakov, Gechol Echov, Halavim. And there are special dinim for Levim, but then there are special dinim for Kohanim. And then there are special dinim, and then the next parak, that was parak Gimel. Parak Dalid, after the Rambam says, right, his lashon is, he's building up, Zera Levi, Kulo, Muvdal Avodas HaKodesh. Then he says, HaKohanim Huvdalu Michlal HaLevim LaAvodas HaKarbanos. Right, that's in Perek Dalet. Shneemar V'yibadel Aaron LaHakdisho Kodesh Kodeshim. I think that's the pasuk in that Tehillim. Umitzvah Asay, and there is in Divrei Hayamim. Sorry, Divrei Hayamim Aleph. Umitzvah Asay He LaHavdil HaKohanim Ulakadsham Ulahachinam LaKarban. The mitzvah Asay to separate the Kohanim, to sanctify them, to separate, Shneemar, give them pieces of your gourds, as we would say from our Gemara. V'kidashto, ki eslachem lekecha umakriv. V'tzorak kol adam yisrael linhog bahem, kavod harbe. And every Jew has to be mechabi them, a lot. Ulahakdimo sam lechol davar shebekdusha, liftoach batora rishon, levarach rishon, avalito mono yafa rishon. Right, that's to give them cover. Then he goes into the mishmaros. So again, we generally give the kohen the first aliyah. That's accepted. It gets a little shakier with mizumin, right? So you sometimes will give the kohen to be mizamin. Often that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch interestingly discusses what if there is a kohen versus a rabbi, right? Talmud Chacham. So that's the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Aleph Sif Beis Lo Yaktim. Chacham Yisrael leKohen Am Haaretz leVarech leFanav. A Chacham Yisrael should have let an Am Haaretz Kohen bench in front of him. Derech Chok uMishpat Kahuna, meaning based on the Gemara, we don't want people out there to think that the Keser Kahuna is greater than the Keser Torah, and therefore, if there is clearly a gap in between a Yisrael Talmud Chacham and a Kohen who is an ignoramus, who doesn't know anything, so then the Talmud Chacham shouldn't say, well, you're the Kohen, so you bench, the Shulchan Aruch says. Because then people think, oh, Kohen is better than Torah. But letting him bench, not because you are a Kohen and therefore you can bench and you should bench, so that's what shouldn't be done. Because of chok umishpat kahuna. But if he's just Tom, you want to be a nice guy and let him bench, you know, I want to, yeah, so then fine, then you're allowed to. But if the Kohen himself is Tavach Chacham, it's mitzvah to be makdim him. The Mefarshim explain that this is only if there's clearly a Chacham versus an Am Haaretz. Most of who we bench with know a certain basic minimal level of Torah, therefore they probably would not be considered Am Haaretz anyway, and therefore there's no problem. Nobody would think that, oh, the Kohuna is greater than Torah. That's why the Chashash is not applicable of his bond. And that's what the Minhag Olam is. Kohen, they look around for a Kohen. But most of the people we bench with, you know, you daven three times a day. That's probably even enough to get you out of the realm of Am Haaretz, right? You're literate, you know the basic things. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But if there's a Kohen Tavach Chacham, there's a mitzvah that he goes first. And the Mishnah Brura quotes, V'kasva poskim, d'bichlal l'ftoach rishon, hu lios rosh ha-medabrim, b'chol kibbutz am. You ever have a conference? You should let the Kohen speak first. V'lidrosh t'chila, and he should say the first of our Torah. V'hu adin b'yeshiva yedaber barosh. I'm Magen Avram, that this is din da'araisa. Become makam, if the Kohen wants to be makal, and mochlan is covered, he can, but as we know, the Gemara in Gittin, that in a shul, because of, we don't want to have strife. We have enough arguments elsewhere. The Kohen is going to get the first aliyah, period. He can't be mochel that. But at the end of this piece, the Mishnah Berurah says, why are we so machmed about this? We're not so machmed about letting the Kohen speak first, right? Letting the Kohen get certain kibudim. V'zorach iyun lama ein nishara nachshav lahakdim Kohen l'chol hanach mili. Why don't we do this? So there are various suggestions given. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Again, is it because, I don't know, the extreme suggestion, they're only kohanim muchzakim today. They're not kohanim miyuchasim. Right, and that's why there are some extreme, or back of Emden, I think, right, always made sure to tell the kohanim to give back the money for Pidyon HaBen, because maybe you're not a kohen. The Vilna Gaon, every time he met a new kohen, he gave him, did it again, because he was a bechor, wanted to make sure. But, the minhag developed, not that only in the shul and maybe for benching, but for other things we're not as makpid in terms of this. There are other suggestions also. The Bishmur, by the way, adds at the end, Tov lahaktim alevi gamkein li Yisrael imeim shavim b'chachma b'birchas hamazon u'ba'amotzi v'chein b'nesinat staka. So alevi also, like the Rambam says, levi is muvdal and a kohen is muvdal. So that had to do with our Gemara about giving a kohen when he comes over, but that's about truma. But we said the other shita of the Tanam, Rav Shmuel Gamliel, said, don't worry about it. He'll have to wait for the gourd to be filled up with truma, and then he'll get his gourd. Okay. It sounds like a phrase, going to get your gourd, but that's what that's what's mentioned here. Okay, Lamed Vav Mabez, second to last line. Here we go, continuing the Tosefta in Trumos. This is the next part of the Tosefta in Trumos that we had quoted earlier. Right, the first part was the what we just quoted about the gourd, and now we're going to quote the following. I have a huge bar of wine. I want to give truma from it. But, you know, there's a lot of wine in there. So my average would be to give about 5 barrels of wine for this, maybe that's 1/50th, that's the Beinonis, for this bar. So how do I do that? The challenge is going to be taking the truma, but still having it mina mukaf. But as we've said, remember, you know what, the issue here is going to be the tevel being batel again. So here we go. So you have 4 or 5 barrels, and again, you normally give, you normally would give 4 or 5 barrels of wine for this bar. So you have 2 choices. So choice number 1, first opinion, ma'alas harishon al pi habar, va'omer. I pick up 1 barrel, I basically take it to the edge of the bar, on the lip of the bar, on top of Yomer, and I say, Harezu Truma. I say this is Shruma. V'chein Hashniyah, v'chein Hashlishis, Divrei Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel says, you take the pick up the bar, you pick up the chavis, and you have it by the edge, and each one, you say, this is Shruma, this is Shruma, this is Shruma. While the other opinion says, let's read the other opinion first, Rebbe Yomer, no. You have to bring them all up before you make any declarations. Ma'ale kulan al pi abar va'omer hare elu truma. Machlokes, whether you're taking up five barrels, could you label each one as truma as you bring it up? Should you do that? Or do you wait till they're all out and then say, this is all truma for what's left? What is the chiddush of the first opinion? Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He says, what's the chiddush of the, you take one barrel up. You take one barrel up, 1 second. If I take one barrel up and say, this is Truma, so now what's left in the bar? There's, for this one barrel that I took, isn't there some chulin? I've been misaking, let's say, five barrels. So 1/5 of that chulin, of that bar is now chulin. And then the rest of it is still tevel. I take another barrel, and then, so like when I take the second barrel, maybe I'm taking out some chulin already that I was already misaking. You don't have to worry about that. That's not an issue. That's the chiddush of the Tanakam. Look at the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. V'leka lemechash dilma min ha-mesukan ala biyado. Well, you already took out one barrel, so your second barrel, maybe it'll have some min ha-pater ala chiyav already. Maybe it'll have some chulin in there. No, you don't have to say that. You look at it as all one long hafrasha. Tekivan shederach hafrasha bekach. Since this is how you're doing it, you have a choice. Well, you have to take out one barrel at a time. Have a kami shehisna. It's as if you made a tnai. Bishah sheosa harishona truma shemeshayala acharkach letruma eno misakein ata viyishoyer tevel. It's as if you made a tnai that basically it's all going to remain tevel until you're finished. Even though you label this one as truma, still it is not. You're not going to cause problems for yourself by having some tevel and chulin mixed into the bor still. So says the Gemara though. But the other opinion says you have to wait. You have to take them all out and then you wait. So what's this machlokas about? Maybe the issue is again the chashat. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky just explained. We're not worried that you're going to take some out. You know, take some chulin out. But 1 second, as we asked in the previous sugya. What happens, again, I have five barrels. So I take out one barrel. So that's kind of connected to the 1/5. By the time I take out three barrels, so now 3/5 of what's in the bar is fixed, is chulin. And then 2/5 is tevel. And the tevel is not going to be batel in the chulin. Maybe that's the issue, as we've said, between these Tanam and Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Let's see. Says the Gemara, Habibon Meimar. So we wanted to say, we thought to say, Ma'an de Amar Ma'ala, we're going to switch the Gersa. Ma'ala Kulo al Piyabor, that's the Gersa of the Rasilio. According to the one who says, you got to take them all out. You got to take them all out first before labeling it. You know why he says that? Hatevel Batabarov. Because if you designate each one, then soon left in the bar is going to be Rov Chulin. And the Tevel is going to be Batal, then you're going to be stuck. And you're not going to be able to be mafresh anymore from there. So maybe the one that says you have to take them all out before your label holds because you're worried that if tevel becomes a minority, it's going to be batel, right? Like Rish Lakish. Uman da amar ma'ale es harishona al pi abar. And according to the one who says that you could do it one by one, ain't a tevel batel barov. No, there's no issue of tevel being batel. There's no problem here because tevel is not batel. It's oser b'mashu, as Rabbi Yochanan said. So therefore, maybe this is the machlokas. So there's a second try, a third try, right? We're trying to say maybe the machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish is really the machlokas Tanoim. So is that true? So Gemara says no. Just like we said on yesterday's daf, we said no. They're arguing about something else. So yesterday we said they're arguing about practically if the coin's going to show up. So here we say no. They're arguing about something else, right? The machlokas about whether you take out all your barrels from the pit and then you label them. Or one by one, and you label them, it's about a different issue. Right? Really, everybody could hold like Rabbi Yochanan that Tevel is not Batel Barov. Tevel is Oser B'mashu. Everybody could hold that. What's the Machlokas about? The issue of Mukaf. The issue of, as we have mentioned often, Truma, the Afrasha, is supposed to be done connected, in proximity of what you are being Matir. So how do you do that with a barrel of wine and a pit of wine? How do you do mukaf, right? It can't be touching, right? It's going to be in the barrel. So that's the issue, and we're going to have it two ways. We're going to have two opposite ways of explaining the machlokas, but both of them are about mukaf. So there's Rabbi Avo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, and then a different version. Rabbi Avo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, hekif b'neihon. The issue between them is mukaf. Man to amar ma'alek kulon al piyabor. According to the one who says you got to take them all out. You take them all out. Tori min amukaf. That person holds that the edge, let's say I take out the barrel and I put it on top. At the edge, that's mukaf. That's a good enough. That's good enough. So the one, according to the one who says you can take them all out, no problem. Right? It's, don't worry about the tevel. Right? Tevel is oser bi... Bimashu. So it's not going to be batal. That's not what we're worried about. The issue has been a mukaf. So according to the one who says you can take them all out, he holds that if you have them all on the rim of the pit, that's good enough been a mukaf. So what he means to say is that you can take them all out and then do the afrasha. Because it's all still called min amukaf. So that's man to amar malakul api abar, turim min amukaf. That's, he allows that. He allows that. That's called min amukaf. Uman to amar malas arishon api abar. According to the one who says no, one by one, ain't termina mukaf. On top of the rim wouldn't be good enough. If it's outside. So you know what you have to do? You know what he means by one? He means as you take it out of the bar, while it's still in the airspace of the bar, you're picking it up. You didn't bring it above the rim yet. It's still in that airspace. That's when you mafish it as truma. Because that's mukaf. You're in the walls. You're in the airspace. That's, if you take it out, it's too late. It's not going to mukaf anymore. So according to the one who says one by one, that's when, you're right, you could have gotten four of your buddies and picked up five at the same time and all held it inside. I'm like, oh, we're not assuming that you could do that. We're assuming you have one person. So one person. So according to the one who says you got to do it all at once, you could do it all at once. That doesn't mean you have to do it all at once. It means that you can do it. You could take all the barrels out, put it on the edge of the bar and say, this is all truma, and that's called mina mukaf. That's proximity enough. While the other opinion says, no, one by one, because what does it mean, one by one? Because you have to do it while it's still within the confines of the bar, while it's still surrounded, right, in the, let's say, Rishus HaYachid of the bar, and that's why it's one by one. Because if you take it out, it's too late. So that's what the machlokas is about. Nothing to do with tevel, right? It has to do with a mukaf din. Interesting to think about what that machlokas is about. Like, what is it about, you go by Rishuyos, like Shabbos, like why should it be good enough outside or not? So that's one version. But now that was Rabbi Avo and the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So now we have Reb Shmuel quotes a different version. Reb Shmuel. So this obviously is not Shmuel that we know, right? Because Shmuel, as in Shmuel and Rav, my father always liked to point out, never got smicha. He was busy taking care of everybody because he was the most famous Talmudic doctor. So he was busy taking care of it. He didn't have time to get smicha. So that's why he's a Shmuel. He's not Reb Shmuel. There's other Shmuels, Reb Shmuel Arachmeni and others. But this is a different Amora. Reb Shmuel says, in the name of Rabbi Avo, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, right, much later also, two generations later, Machle, flip it. Flip it. They do argue about Mukaf, but in a different way, in the following. Man to amar malas arishon api abor. According to the one who says, you take them all out, termina mukaf. So, according to the one who says, I'm sorry, you take one by one out, so then, that's termina mukaf, then he would say, that's good enough, you take it out, it's mina mukaf, you can take one out, do whatever you want. It's all considered minha mukaf, I'm sorry, even... Take it back. Like I said before, in the air, you take one out at a time. It's in the airspace. That's why it's been a mukaf. Umanda ramala kulan api abor. But according to the other opinion, it's not that. What did we say before? Okay, even if you take it out, it's proximity, so you can take them all out. No. This opinion is saying, even within the airspace, it's not been a mukaf. It wouldn't be good enough. You're not touching. Right? We spoke about neshicha, negiya, not touching. So therefore, it's impossible to do mina mukaf by barrels of wine. So you know what? Just take them all out. Forget the whole thing. You won't be able to do it anyway. So that's what this opinion means. Man to amar malek kulan pia dibur ain't tore mina mukaf. You're not toreim, right? Because even within the bar, within the airspace, it wouldn't be good enough, right? Why? Because why wouldn't it be good enough? You're in the confines of the bar. Why wouldn't it be good enough? Because, and we're about to reject this, because when you were matir, we said this tevel somewhere in this mixture, but don't worry, tevel is not batel. But there's also chulin floating around in this bar. So this opinion holds, when you take out your barrel, and that's going to be truma, what is that touching? Even if you keep it in the airspace, what's the closest wine in the bar to it? Maybe it's chulin. Right, who says it's, maybe it's tevel. I'm sorry, maybe it's tevel that you're not even being matir. So the whole thing, there's no, you got a problem here. Because maybe the wine that's in the barrel that you're making into truma is not touching the wine that you're being matir. Right, maybe there's other wine in there. So therefore, do whatever you want. Take them all out. Don't worry about it in a mukaf. If something's impossible, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Onis Rachmana Patre. And therefore, don't worry about the, don't worry about mukaf. Maybe this relates to Machlokas Rashi Tosas, who quoted, is mukaf daraisa, is musaf darabanan. Okay, but that's the second version of how to explain this Machlokas about mukaf. And the Gemara now just says, I reject the second version. Right, go back to the first one. Says the Gemara, Amalei Reb Zeira, Ve'enam Urva de Gidin. Didn't we say before that even if you want to say that it's a little tenuous, the mukaf, but we said before by a dough, even if you want to say that there's chulin and tevel mixed in, but it's still connected through sinews and little strands, some of the what you need to be matir is going to be touching, right? It's going to, you don't say, oh, this is all tevel and that's all chulin. So here too, you're going to tell me that you have this wine. So all the wine that's touching the wine in the barrel, so to speak, that's all still tevel? It's nothing about what you're being matir? No, there's definitely some, you know, conceptually, some of the drops that are the chulin that you're being matir. So I don't think it's a problem. I think that for sure that would be mukaf. So you can't say that that opinion holds that mukaf is impossible. Go back to the first approach. Go back to the first approach. What was the first approach? Remember that according to the opinion that says you can take them all out, he holds outside is mukaf, so don't worry about it. You can take them all out. And the other opinion says, no, you have to do it one by one because you have to do it while it's being hanging in the within the confines and the walls of the barn. Okay. Hadron Lach, Ochlin Arai, and now we get into the fourth out of five. The fourth perek of Meseches Chala. Fourth parak of Meseches Chala. Shtei Nashim. Parak Shtei Nashim. To two women. So two women, interesting. Two women dealing with their dough. So the assumption of the Rabbi Yonasi was that most of the time the women will make in the Chala. Right? Shtei Nashim. Right? Two women will make in the Chala. Remember that was, we mentioned this back in the Hakdama, I think, of Meseches Chala. We mentioned the Mishnah in Meseches Shabbos. That the minhag of Ashkenazim is to say every Friday night, Al Shalosh Averos Nashim Mesos Bishas Leidason. Regarding three sins, women die in childbirth, meaning it's dangerous and there's a kitrug, but these three mitzvahs are related to women. Al She'ena Zahiris Benida, Ubachalu, Ubalakasaner. Nida, even though Nida is equal, a man and woman, right? The issues of Nida are equal, but the woman is the one that has a lot of achrayis in that area. Chala, our freshest chala, and Adlakas Haner. And Avakas Aner, and lighting the candles. The Bar Tanura says on the Mishnah, Bishas Leidason, Bishas Zakana Mizuman Paranusa. Right, at times of danger, right, there's Paranus, and there's potential problems. Look in the Rabbi Kiva Eger on Mishnayos here. We quoted this before. He says, why is the Lasha not parallel? Nida Chala Hadlakas Aner. It should be Nida Chala Ner. Those three, right? Or you want to have the action involved, so have hafrashas chala, hadlokas aner, and prisas nida, or bedikas nida. So why only does ner get a hadlaka? So you might say you just want it to fit into the Rashi Tevis of chana, right? Chala, nida, and hadlokas aner. Okay, but Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no, maybe it's alluding to the fact that every man has to set up the candles. Hadlakas haner. The woman lights the candles, but the husband should be the one that sets up the candles. Right? Because we know the man and woman have equal obligation in terms of Shabbos candles. It's equal obligation. Right? People think that, oh, Shabbos candles, that's a woman's thing. That's a woman's thing. No, it's not a woman's thing. There's a machlokas rishonim, 2 days in the rishonim, why a woman does the hadlakas haner. Why is it? The Rambam says, because she's osek b'tzarchei habayis. That might mean, I like to think that on a more fundamental level, that she creates the ambiance and the environment of the house, right? And the other answer, the pshat is given, I think the Torah quotes it, that goes back to Chava. Often things go back to Chava, that she extinguished the light of the world, so forevermore women have to bring light into the world, and that's the second. But either way, so it's a woman's right to fulfill this mitzvah on behalf of both her and her husband. Her right, he can't take it. There's even a discussion in the postgame, would he have to pay her 10 gold coins if he does it instead of her by stealing her mitzvah, right? Not good for Shalom Bias in any case, but that's in terms of that. But in terms of setting up the candles, so she lights the candles, but he sets up the candles. He should. And that's what the Rabbi Kiva Eger right here on Mishnayos. Hadlok hazaner. Hadlok tani stam ubiner. Mishum de tani ubachala. Velo tani ubahafrashas chala. Hatana ratza lerames lama deisa betikune zohar. Shabalabayas yisakin asaneros. Veishto tadlik. Mishum hachi tani ubahadlok hazaner. Lomar de tikun lav ala rami. Right? He's got to set it up. And it doesn't have to be on Friday if it's going to be a busy day. You could do it on Thursday. You could do it earlier. But he has to, that's alluded to. So even though, shtei nashim sha'asu, the woman's making the challah here, and woman's making, the man, it'll also allow to help her with the dough. Right, but that's not dafka, that's not alluded to in the Mishnah. Right, she could, again, it's always to be, shalom bayis is crucial. Okay, we continue. So the Mishnah says, shtei nashim sha'asu, shtei kavim minahu zebazeh. We discussed this earlier. A lot of tziruf issues in the Masechta. Two women are making, each of them do not have enough for the chiyuv chala in each of their doughs. They each have one kav, right? You need five rovas, one and a quarter, right? So the two women, they each don't have enough. And let's say, again, especially in the days of old, you might say there was some type of public oven that they used to use. There was an oven, one oven on the block, and everybody used to bring their doughs there. They'd put it in. So two women put the doughs in, and all of a sudden, as they're looking into the oven, and they see it, like, whoa, it's touching. Vinagu zebazeh, afilu himi min echad paturin. Even if they're both wheat, they're both spelt, whatever they are, putter. Because they didn't want them to be together. They didn't want them to be together. Just because they got together, as we've said, you need ritzui, right? You have to want it to be together. By two women, we could assume that they don't want it connected, even if it's the same type. Even if it's the same type of ubizmach angel isha achas, but if it's two rolls made by the same woman, one woman puts two separate doughs in the oven, then how do you know if she wants it together or not, or she doesn't mind? So it depends on the types. Min b'mino chayev, they're both wheat, they're both spelt, they're both oats. So then if the same woman owns it, the same type of rolls, mistama, the Gemara is going to say she doesn't care. And therefore, chayev, those combine. V'shalo b'mino pater. But if they're two different types, no, I have somebody who likes spelt. So even though they're both my rolls, one's spelt, one's wheat, and therefore, they are not combinable. Ezeo min b'mino. So what's called min b'mino? What is called, so, okay, fine, wheat and wheat, spelt and spelt. Is there any overlap? So says the Mishnah, yes. There is some overlap. We discussed this way back on the first daf. Hachitim einem etzarfos imakol ella imakusmin. Wheat and spelt, they go together. Wheat doesn't go with anything else. That's called min b'mino. Meaning, we could assume, what is min b'mino? This is all about umdina. What we think, stam, is the das of the woman. These rules are different than kilayim. They're different than kilayim. If you look in the first Mishnah in kilayim, if you remember, there are different rules of the kilayim. What does this Mishnah say? Our Mishnah? Wheat and spelt are friends. They're min b'mino. First Mishnah in kilayim. All of these are kilayim, right? Where are you? Hachitim azunin einam kilayim zebazek. Azunin is just a bad form of chitim. Hasaorim v'shibol ashuel. Hakusmin ashifon. Hapul v'asaper. Pruktan tofach. Pol lover v'shuin. Each, you take two at a time. They're not kilayim zebazek. But other mixtures are. The Bartanura there. V'hadaminan kusmin chitim shifon are all saorim. But here you see they are kilayim with each other. Hani milul inyan chala shemitztarfim zem zel lishir chala aval inyan kilayim kilayim zebazeh. Right, the Bartanur points out rules of tzira for chala and rules of problems for kilayim are not the same. Right, there are differences. Look in the Mishnah Rishona here in the first Mishnah kilayim. He talks about why should there be a difference? What's the difference between chala and kilayim? Why there are different rules of categories of what's in the same category. So he discusses it here in the Mishnah Rishona. But we continue. So, what's min b'mino for chala? Wheat and spelt go together. Hasar mistarfim imakol. Barley goes with all of the others. Chus b'nachita, but not with wheat. So barley goes with spelt oats and rye. Rabbi Yochanan menuri omer, v'shar aminim, The other three, besides wheat and barley, mistarfim zemzeh, they can combine with each other in order to create the chiyuv of challah. Fine. So what are all these rules about? So the Gemara says it's based on umdina, right? Assumptions about people's minds. Hashem shah sushnei v'chulu. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, stam isha achas ena makpedes. Mistoma, one woman making two doughs, is not makpid. Shtai makpidosein. Two women are makpid. Isha achas she makpedes. If you know there's one woman who dafka wants her dough separate, for sure, so then also shtei nashim should be considered like two. And they won't be mitzarif. Shtei nashim shena makpidos. Two women that are very good friends and you know they don't care. Also, so kishachas, they could be like one, right? So it's not like a magical halachic issue here. It's just about umdano, what we assume about people's mindsets. Im eina makpedes, the Mishkamar notes, if you have one woman and she's not makpid, lami osa usash b'shtei makamos, so why is she making them into two? If one woman doesn't care if her roles come together, why is she making them into two? So I'm Rabbi Yonah, b'shein l'makam lolosh, because she has a small kitchen, right? And she has a small place to knead. So sometimes you have to make things separately, because you just don't have enough space. So that's what's going on here. And the Gemara says, Mil says Rabbi Yonah Amra, Hayala Makam Hayichal Nalush. So therefore, Rabbi Yonah, from Rabbi Yonah, you learn, if she has a huge kitchen and a huge baking bowl, kneading bowl, the Osa B'Shem Makam, and she still does it in two, then Makpedesi, then obviously she's separating it for a reason, and therefore they wouldn't be connected. Okay, there's a lot more here by Tziruf, but we will stop here, and we'll continue next time.